Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the way you become part of the solution is, come on, you know the story. You know what to do. The way you become part of the solution is how? Right, just simply get involved. Right? Don't be a victim of the last tweet. A lot of people are. And you want to make sure that you have the information. I mean, I've done it. You guys have nailed me a couple of times. Well, actually, that's not fair. I've nailed myself a couple of times. Because I took what he said as gospel truth when he sent it to me. Again, like I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And you know how you make that happen. Again, get informed. So, I won't get into it right now, but, you know, President Trump, there you go. Already started off with a good night. President Trump. again, vindicated. Right? On what went down on January 6th. The Wuhan virus. I mean, we can go down the whole list. And we can start all the way back to when he said he was being, you know, tapped at the Trump Tower. Right? Wiretapped. I just think it's hilarious. And nobody wants to admit to the fact that it was a true statement now. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Murder rates are soaring all across the country. You see the uptick in violence, you know, you saw it last weekend, you're seeing it during the week. Where is it mostly happening? Does anybody know? Anybody have a clue? Yeah, Democrat cities. Democrat-run cities. Now, you won't hear this in the mainstream media because they don't want you to know. They especially don't want you to know they're Democrat-run cities. Now, left pushes the lie that, you know, systemic racism by whites is the nation's biggest problem. Murder rates in five black-controlled cities has soared into the stratosphere. And guess what? Pretty much 70% of these murders, the average around 70% of these murders are black-on-black crime. So I'm still trying to figure out how the whites are the problem. I'm still trying to figure out how white cops are the problem. Democrats are in control of these cities. They have been for decades. Right? Some of these Democrat establishments are also controlled by blacks. The city council is almost all black. Chief of police is black. I mean, you go down the whole list, and yet they still blame it on the whites. Well, the Democrats do. I don't know if this group does. Now, five cities in particular have seen double-digit hikes, especially their murder rates. This week, the blog, Blue State Conservative, it highlighted the top five cities that include New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Houston. And in all but one, the entire city government, and in some cases the county government as well, fully controlled by black Democrat officials. Come on, let that sink in for a second, right? Sink in for a second. In Houston, the total black population is about 500,000. The total murders in 2021 to date is almost 200. That's almost a 30% increase from last year. The racial makeup of the police department? about 47% of them are white. The rest is black, Hispanic, and so on. Detroit, 611,000 is the population, the black population, excuse me. Murders for 2020 were 320, right? That means that the year-to-date increase now is at about 20%. Again, only 33% of the force is white. Philadelphia, almost 700,000. In 219 dead as of June 1st. That's a 34% increase. Chicago, well, that one a little higher. 57% of the police department is white. Chicago, probably that'd be the one they'll grab off the street, right? Chicago's got almost 1 million black inhabitants. 227 were killed as of May. That's almost a 20% increase. That police department is diverse with white. 50% is non-white, as they put it. And in New York, you got about 3 million. Almost 200 dead as of June 1st. Almost 20% increase from last year. I mean, come on. Almost 60% of these are non-white. So you see some of the biggest cities in America, all controlled, mostly controlled by black officials, black Democrats, we'll put it that way. When you look at some of these others, Baltimore has a 65% black population. Murder rate per 100,000 residents is 58.27. It ranks number 2 in the country. The year that they last had a Republican mayor is 67. So are they voting for murder? No. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being real. Are they voting for murder? When are they going to change it? Birmingham, Alabama, number 3. 74% of the population is made up of blacks. They own everything when it comes to government. And still no change. Show me to your host. Let's see if Alfonso Racio has anything to say about it. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The truth. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Because, again, unless you get informed, you become a victim of your last conversation, and from some of you that I know, that's usually not very good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. One of my favorite people to have on the show with me, Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoe Loft. Right? They get them all? What else? Oh, you're a musician.
I think so. I am.
He makes coffee cups or something. I don't know why he's waving the coffee cups around. But...
yeah, I'm working on my pottery, my cuppery.
Yes, that's from the recovery class. There you go. Okay, so let me just start off with a hot one, just to make you crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, not a far drive, just to drive you crazy. Not a far drive. All right,
right. So skateboard ride. Yeah.
Apparently, a young lady at Justice High School At her Justice High School graduation, was asked to stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance. When she got up and they got to the point where One Nation Under God, she recited One Nation Under Allah. So there has been some blowback, but some people say, look, Allah is just the word for God, the generic word for God in their language. What's a zo?
Well, I mean, dang, man, I guess at least she didn't take a knee when saying a pledge. At least maybe we're making some strides here, man. Okay,
you're reaching, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. But, you know, I try to look for the positive, look for the good, you know.
What are you, a Democrat now? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. Hey, that's like calling me the N-word. Don't ever do that again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway. but yeah, so she's saying One Nation Under Allah. Now the what's gone on to the culture is that Allah is a general term in their language, a general term for God. And folks, don't get caught up into that. Allah is still paganism. It's when they're talking about God, they're not talking about Jehovah God. Let's never fall into the trap of thinking that all gods are the same. It just depends on what language you're speaking and stuff like that. This is not true. There's a specific God. The God of the Bible has given the statutes concerning his name. If you didn't find his name in the Bible, that ain't his name, right? So the thing is, Allah is it's actually referring to their moon god. In Islam, it's a moon god. This goes way back. So it's a pagan god. It does not mean God is in Jehovah, Adonai, El Shaddai. It is not the God of the Bible.
Would it be interesting if we started to, as Christians, when we got to that part in the Pledge of Allegiance, maybe we should start doing the same thing, right? One nation under Jehovah, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
one nation under Jesus, yeah. Straight up.
There you go. I mean, anything along those lines, you think they would, you think they'd be okay with that? I mean, the government?
I know, right?
Right, they would in 30 seconds, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. And that's a testament, man, because the Lord said, hey, they're going to hate you. They hated me first, you know?
You know, I gotta tell you, you and I've talked about this a million times. People have heard about it. I think it's hilarious that again, we know this. We study this. I mean, I don't know how you feel about yourself, but I'm not the biggest scholar that walked the planet, and I know the simple ones like that. To me, that's a simple scripture. And yet, I have brothers and sisters in Christ that are afraid that people aren't going to like them, and therefore they won't be able to preach the gospel. How am I supposed to reach somebody if they don't love me? Well, I don't try to say, by the way, Joey, get them to love you. And once they get to love you, then tell them about me. Right? Did I miss that?
And the thing is, that's why, you know, we serve a just God, Joe, man. I mean, and he's covered all the angles. And when you get down to it, there's no reason, there's no excuse to not love Jesus. Now, he understands, like, look, man, I understand that you're not. I'm not here to make you love me. I can't please everybody. And I'm God. You would think in my perfection, hey, I could do everything perfect. But no, some people just don't recognize, you know, what the perfection is, and God's not going to make them do that, but there's no excuse not to. That being said, you know, there's certain protocols that we have to follow, and there's a way that we go about by doing that. Even the Lord says, hey, do these things, emulate what the children of the age are doing, using what they're doing so you can make friends. This is a lesson taught by Jesus to make friends. Paul is instructing us, do these things that appeal to men. But you got to make sure that you appeal to the Lord first. But once you've done that, you filter this appeal through the Lord so that men can be properly satisfied what it is that you're doing. If they're not, then that's their problem from there. But we are supposed to do certain things that should square up, you know, where people be like, hey, man, I'm down with that. And there's no excuse for them not to be. And that's where God's justice is. Hey, they should be cool with that. If they're not, that's their problem.
Yeah, totally agree with you. I just find it interesting that, again, people are trying to make excuses for her changing that. Yet if we did it on our side, we've had judges rule against. I mean, hilarious that our founding fathers prayed in Jesus' name, prayed in the name of Christ, you know, underscored in the year of our Lord, Jesus Christ. And yet a federal judge will threaten to throw somebody in jail if they talk about Jesus at their graduation ceremony. Yeah. And that's where we've come to. I mean, I don't know how much drugs you have to do to have that in the set. I mean, I haven't tried, and I don't plan to. I'm too old for that stuff. Anyhow,
I don't know, man. In a way, it's encouraging, man, because, you know, the Lord, and because these things are happening quickly, and the Word talks about, you know, these things are going to ramp up, like, you know, a woman going through contractions leading up to her, you know, the end of the pregnancy, you know, in giving birth. And the Word talks about these things. So it's like, it's sad, but encouraging at the same time. I'm not like, yeah, everybody get more evil, so, you know, the end can come. You know, because we want people to realize the truth. So it's frustrating and it's sad on one hand, but it's like, but at least we know that this means the Redeemer is coming.
Yeah, I know that this excuse me.
I know
this is going over,
man,
on both sides, right? But because I didn't have any coffee mugs to drink out of. there's hate on both sides. I get this. But I got to tell you something. When you really look at the hate coming from the left, even our Christian brothers and sisters on the left, a lot of them, they wish death and pain and all kinds of stuff on other people.
Yeah.
And I know that some on the right do the same thing, and I'm not trying to make us more righteous than them.
Right.
But the guys that I hang around with that would be considered conservative Republicans, they don't wish death on anybody. Matter of fact, your first thought, no matter what's going on, is that they come to the knowledge and love of Christ first.
Yeah.
And then if God wants to play with them, you know... He wants to have a little revenge his own way. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's not my job. But we've gotten to the point where, I'm seeing that with our brothers and sisters on both sides of the aisle, where you're seeing the hate taking over the love of Christ, don't you?
Yeah, man. I get a kick out of that saying, man. It's like, the Lord says vengeance is mine, but if you're lucky, he'll let you watch.
I like that. All right, jump with your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Listen, I don't know if you knew this, but whiteness is a condition, and there may be no cure for it. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A bipartisan group has struck a tentative deal on the infrastructure package in Washington. Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Even though the president is in England, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said he's watching what's going on.
He'll stay very engaged in this, even as he's on his first overseas trip.
Biden has announced the U.S. will donate 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to COVAX, which is the global immunization effort.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against COVID-19, just as America was the arsenal of democracy during World War II.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
No singing.
Like the fellow.
So we'll see your host, Sister Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 7325, you know, it's tough when you choke on an ice cube. How do you choke on an ice cube? I must have an IQ of like 3. I don't know how you do that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. All right, Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. I always love having him on the show with me. And, yeah, you know what? Tell people where to get your music, man.
Well, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you can check out my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. Got a couple albums on there, and Divine Battery and Electric Exodus, and got the Zopium Den, the House of Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, got the Zoloft, so folks can come there and get some stuff. Hey, really quick, man, when we came back in...
Say real slow.
Really quick. say slow. Say really quick, slow. Hey... when you were playing the bumper music coming back in, man, this is how creepy this stuff is getting. I was practicing, man, and while I was practicing, I threw in some swing beats and stuff like that. I was playing some jazz, and then when I went to go play in my playlist, I have a playlist that plays like, you know, like funk from the 70s and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, it just started playing songs that were just jazz oriented. It's like it was listening to me and say, "Oh, you like to play some swing? You like to play some jazz? Hey, Bill, we're just going to throw some jazz music in your playlist, some big band and some bebop." And I'm like, "Dude, are you listening to me practice?" You know, it's creepy. Where it can actually, it's not even just listening to what your interests are. Like if you say something out loud, it's the algorithms. Are yes. actually listening to your rhythms.
Yep.
And will say, hey, let's pick some jazz for his playlist. It's creepy, man.
Well, and do you have an Android or an iPhone?
iPhone.
All right. So my wife's got an Android phone. Mm-hmm. And she's been having some conversations with a friend of hers over certain, mm-hmm. I won't get specific, but over certain things. And now when she goes to her phone and she mm-hmm. starts going through certain places, there are advertisements
yes.
that are specifically tied to the conversation she had.
Mm-hmm.
So all of you who have been putting tape over your camera, you need to put tape over your microphone, you know what I mean? Put the phone between the couch pillows or something.
Right? Man, we have to, like, my wife and I were like, were we talking about this at all? We don't even have to speak it. If you're just thinking about it, man, it's creepy, Joe. I like it.
I don't either. And Facebook has an, what is it, iPhone. They have an update coming out to keep the phone from tracking you. Yeah, I believe that.
I believe they went out of their way to come up with software that would keep from listening to your conversation. What sweethearts they are, aren't they?
Right. All under the guise of, like, convenience. And it's like, oh, come on, we're making things convenient for you. These are things that you want, you know. Just make it, you know, that's how they're going to sell that mark on us, man. But convenience and safety and, man.
Listen, and looking at what the churches and the inhabitants of, you notice I said inhabitants. Inhabitants of those churches, that mark of the beast, slam dunk, not going to be a problem.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I
mean,
right?
They're going to line up for this. Well, what are you talking about? I can't get milk for my kid if I... let me tell you what. You'll get milk for your kid. Just stop. Stop now. Hey, there's now a new paper going around some of the colleges in the Journal of American Psychoanalytical Association has a paper out on the condition known as whiteness. Okay?
All right.
Now, whiteness is a condition one first acquires, and then one has a malignant, parasitic-like condition, which white people have a particular susceptibility to. The condition is foundational, generational characteristics, ways of being in one's body, in one's mind, in one's world. It's called parasitic whiteness. There is not yet a permanent cure for it. Now, this is... look at you. This is... an honest, real paper from a real publication. And I remember the old days, right? If you wrote a paper similar to this, it had to be tested, it had to be, right? I mean, peer-reviewed, the whole nine yards.
I mean,
this should be fine, right? This is not going to cause any problem. We're all one blood. Sure. Go ahead. Look at you.
Okay, all right. So... okay, now, if they're born, now, see, this totally goes against the whole LGBTQ thing, because they're on one side of their mouth, they're saying, you can't help what you're born as, so you just might as well accept it. So if white people are born white, they can't help that, so you might as well leave them alone. So now, on the other hand, these gay people who are saying they can't help being gay, that's how they were born, so you can't change that. But at the same time, if you're born a boy, you can transition into a girl. You can be trans, even though they just said you can't change what you are. Now, they're now, how are white people going to be parasites when pro-abortion people say that the justification to be able to kill a child in the womb is because all children are parasites? So nobody can help being a parasite anyway. Why do white people get the special distinction of being a parasite? None of that stuff adds up. What they're doing, man, this is lunacy, Joe, and man, it sucks. It sucks how the strides that these people are making. There's no excuse for, man. The Word of God has warned us about this stuff, man.
Now, listen, I want you to think. We as humans, we always have to overthink and overcomplicate things. What you just said was perfect. I mean, just perfect. And I always have fun with it, too, because I always say, look, you guys that say genders don't exist, yet the same group is fighting to make sure that two men and two women can be king and queen of the prom or couple of the prom or what have you, right? That women or perceived women women that are actually men get to play in women's sports. We've got a lot of women and men being floating around on something that you don't want to exist. I am thoroughly confused by all of this. So it tells me you have to do all that dancing to try to get your point across. And I think it's very simple. The Bible just says we are all of one blood, and God created man and woman. So, simple words, few words, and you don't even have to have a college degree to understand it, do you?
Right, right. And talk about, you know, while talking about being pro-science. And we know, we didn't call them out on this, man. But just like, really, how y'all going to talk about being pro-science and you can't even get this biology straight? And we were warned it was going to get calm. That's why the first thing that the Lord says about us, man, hey, you're a man, you're a woman. I made you like that. And here it is. You got these people trying to mess with this simple, biological, spiritual truth that is just easy to see. There's no excuse to not see it, man. There's no excuse. And, you know, that, like I said, the end is coming quick. And it's not a new thing, Joe. That's the thing. We've gone through this before. Yep. You know, this goes back as far as Sodom and Gomorrah. It goes even back as far back. These people were so crazy, these crazy homosexuals that was there. Don't think that these people can't do a lot of damage. Because even in Sodom and Gomorrah, they had them heathen nations around them. Even them heathen nations was like, hey, God, can you do something about this? These homosexuals is crazy, right? So the same thing is happening now, Joe. These people are turning the country inside out, and it's going to get worse because these people are nuts.
You know? I had a story up that I was going to do last week, and I forgot about it, and I never went back and got it, but you just loosened my brain here. But there was a young man that was going around to the different churches, and they were letting him in to speak. And his premise was, the sin of Sodom, ready for this one? You're sitting down, so I'm not worried about you passing out.
Okay.
Right. The sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was their inhospitality. They were inhospitable.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Right? What's wrong? They wouldn't let him have my... I mean, most families wouldn't let them in to have their 12-year-old sons. That's how inhospitable they were, right? I mean, yeah. You're looking... You know the story. You know what it's about. But churches are buying that. Come on, I know you got something to say.
Okay. They're not hospitable. You just said it, man. It's like they're not hospitable because, well, you're not going to let us rape those two gorgeous men that you let in your house. How dare you? You send them outside right this instant, and you let us rape them. And the angels are like, okay, yeah, we call it an airstrike in just a little bit. It's like, wow. It's like, no, we don't want your daughters. Don't send your daughters out here. We want those two gorgeous men that you let in your house.
Just
like,
amazing.
Right?
Isn't it just amazing? And you have, you know, there were numbers. I don't know if I did them with you or somebody else. They were staggering as to how many churches, how many pastors, how many of these guys now, or even churchgoers, quote unquote Christians, who believe that atheists are going to heaven.
Wow.
I mean, how do you tag yourself as a Christian? And say atheists to go to heaven. How do you tag yourself as a Christian, as a reader, a believer of Scripture, and you believe in same-sex marriage? It's like saying I'm a follower of Buddha, but yet you do the rosary every morning, right?
I mean, ooh, y'all just wait till we get back.
That's right. Uh-oh. We're back in a minute. Come see your host. The Wrath of Zoe will be on us when we come back. Right.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-7322-5562. Always a pleasure. Let me just bring it back on. It's so much fun. Well, I know you guys have a lot of fun with it, too, when he's on with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me, we lovingly refer to as Zoe, and which is probably, you know, what's really funny is being Italian, there's a lot of Alfonsos in my family. It's not a big deal, right? And people are so worried. It's so hard to... If you can't spell Alfonso, I'm not so sure you should even be driving. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you probably can't read simple signs like, stop, you know, like that. Anyway, he's the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. Well, what else has he got going on? You got, let me see, do the music thing. Look at that drum set behind you, man. That's beautiful.
Ah, thank you, man. That's my baby back there.
Too, right?
Right. Got some axes, man. So, you know.
But you actually play them all.
I try to, yeah.
Yeah, you're not a Hollywood guy that just has stuff on the walls. You don't play any of it. You just right.
Lots of room for improvement, but yeah, I can play on it.
All right, I'm not giving away any stories, but anyhow. the whiteness being I guess I'm a parasite. Can you put up with a parasite? Are you okay with that?
But, I mean, I guess that means that you suck, Joe. This whole narrative sucks, man. It's like...
But the white, listen, the young white kids, here's my fear. Mm. And you know I have, what society kind of forces me into a corner, I have a black granddaughter, or what they like to call is a mixed race granddaughter. You know what? She's my granddaughter. That's, for me, that's all it is, right? So, yeah. But here you have this little girl, and she is in school, in a predominantly white school. So she's looking around class now trying to figure out which one of these kids hate me, because they're all white. Right? And at some point in time, is she going to come home worried that grandma and grandpa hate her because she's white? I mean, she's black and we're white? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I would believe not, because we've known her since, we've had her around since she was a little baby. But still, that's going to get into her psyche at some point. And now we're parasites. We're dangerous.
Yes. Yeah, grandma and grandpa parasite. You know, that's what they're trying to... But that's... That's what they're trying to do. I mean, hey, we saw this in Nazi Germany, man. They start brainwashing the kids. Before you know it, the kids are coming in and they're turning in their parents.
That's right.
You know, so that's what they're trying to do. You know, these schools, they're indoctrination camps. You know, you have kids that are being influenced by the godless like 8 hours a day. You know, yeah, this stuff is going to take effect. It's going to take its toll. You know, but. What do we expect, though, man? You know, we've been herded into this. You know, we've been herded into thinking that we have to send our kids to, you know, these public schools, and that's all they have to listen to on the radio, and that's what they see on TV and stuff like that. We've been conditioned. We've been herded into this, you know, and now'd be a good time. It's to we need some reprogramming. We've got to restructure things, like do it now.
But who do we have? Who do we have strong in? I mean, you and I talk about this on a regular basis, and some people have written me and said, you know, we're not judgmental. We're calling it as it is.
These people are judgmental. Calling y'all parasites. What the crap is that?
Yeah. Thank you. Calling all white people racist? Making a blanket statement to all white people hate black people? Are we
right,
for real?
There are... You're right, man. But here's the thing. There are white parasites. There are white devils. Sure. They're called Democrats. Okay, so people need to recognize that. Are there some parasites? The whole politics, the Democrats are policy-making parasites. All their policies are parasitic. Their whole cultural move is parasitic. That's who white Democrats are. Are there white devils? Absolutely. Yes. Oh. In the Democrat Party.
I've been using your line. You've taught me. You've enlightened me to the point where when I'm talking about racism or systemic racism, I no longer say there isn't any. I always say, oh, yeah, it is alive, it is flaming, it is great, and the Democrats have got all the gasoline for it, you know?
Amen.
And they've been feeding it, and you see it when you start really looking, you see it.
Yes.
You know,
it's real.
Look at Joe Biden comes out and says, The greatest thing facing us today is not Al Qaeda, it's not ISIS, it's not climate. And he goes through all the stuff that we were made to be petrified of. It's white supremacy. Did I get that right, Jill? Okay.
Who is the party of white supremacy? Democrats.
Look,
KKK. Hello.
The most powerful white man on the planet is telling us that white supremacy, right? The most the most powerful white man who has a history of racism is telling us that white supremacy exists. My God. Jesus.
We gotta help conservatives, Joe, because a lot of conservatives out there, see, they shoot themselves in the foot and they'll try to say, well, it's not really white supremacy, it's liberal supremacy and it's liberal privilege. I'm like, stop it. Stop it. All right? No. You're giving the Democrats a pass and they're gonna take that and they're gonna use it against you. Call them, as he said, Democrats are the ones who founded apartheid. They're the apartheid party. They're the ones who put in the policies that gave white people privilege while everybody else was second-class citizen. America is still bitter over what the Democrats have done. Call them out on it. When they try to say there's white supremacy and white privilege and white people are parasites, you'd be like, darn right, you Democrats who are making the charge, that's you people. Don't excuse it by saying it's Democrat or liberal privilege or anything. No, 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 no. White, devil, Democrats.
Well, have you noticed that all of a sudden the Asian violence has gone away? Have you noticed that we don't hear about it anymore? Do you know why? So I'm doing a story on this last week, and I go grab all the footage on Asian violence. And forgive me, but not one person was, how do I say this? I want to do it in the way the CDC does it. So not one person was a non-black person. You know, they say non-white, non-black, non-Hispanic, right? Everyone of the 22 pieces of footage that I got was all a black person beating on an Asian person, okay? Mm. Now, why, I don't know. Are they the only ones that were posted? I don't know. All right? Now, they had one the other night, what was his name? Cuomo the Wrestler. Did you see the one at the gas station? That big black, I mean, he looked like a wrestler. Big, wow. Big guy. Dragging people out of cars and beating on them. So you don't see that anywhere, right? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. When you look at what's going on in Chicago, I just got all the numbers of the murders that have been created across the country this year. And the average 70% is black-on-black crime, but it's not just black people going all over the place killing people. It's in their own cities. Baltimore, yeah. and Detroit, and Philadelphia, Chicago. And you go, my God, and it's my fault?
Right. All Democrat areas, man. All Democrat voters.
Totally wrong.
Democrat representation. And, yeah. I don't know. You know, maybe they're backing off a little bit because, you know, they keep trying to say that there's this violence against Asian people and stuff like that. And people are being watched. Say, hey, isn't this the areas that you guys run? You know, I guess in trying to take attention off of Joe Biden, you know, they'll go to these places like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is starting to backfire. It's almost like the same way as like we keep hearing about UFOs and stuff like that. It's like,
oh,
you
yeah.
guys really trying
all
to take
all of a sudden they've released all this information. Why would they do that now? I'm kind of just. Yeah.
All of a sudden we got UFOs. It's like, okay, you guys really trying to take the attention off of Biden, aren't you?
What's next? Hey, watch. In the next few weeks, a meteor could be coming close to the Earth. Mm-hmm. Right? I can't stand it. Yeah, it isn't going to stop. But we look at really so. We've talked about this a million times. So it's still good to talk about. Which is Christians need to get themselves together. They need to really truly give themselves up to God. They need to truly get into the Word and stop all this stuff of trying to figure it out on your own. If you would, the Word's already given us the answers that we need. Turn to Him. He can take care of this stuff. But no, we got a better idea, right?
Yeah, man, and that's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to think that you got a better idea. You know, it's like lean not on your own understanding, trust in God. The way there's a way that seems right to a man and leads to death. Jesus told Peter himself, say, "Hey, man, you're too caught up with the affairs of men, man. You ain't down with the Word of God. You're not caught up with the affairs of God." And Jesus called him Satan because of it. So, you know, just like you were talking about these people who are affirming this stuff. And it's like, hey, man, how does that square up with Scripture? You sure you read the whole thing? You know, you can't just be calling yourself a Christian and not actually study not just what Jesus said, but what qualifies him to say what it is that he said and what qualifies his disciples who made the record. You know, it's like, did you get, because when you get that straight, you know, that's when you can actually start applying this stuff correctly rather than selectively. In an exercise of like feel goodism or something like that.
Oh, and good you person. Give me a great segue.
Nobody's more invested in this idea of white supremacy than these black folks.
So, Rachel.
They're basically saying white people are superior, and you guys need to stop being superior to us.
Joe Messina.
As I'm told on a regular basis, not that I know the black experience, but you look in the 70s and see how Italians and the Irish were treated in certain parts of the country.
Everybody's tasted it, man, and it's like, okay, well, great. We get the medal as far as victimhood. You know, it's like, is that the thing that we want to be able to be the champions of? We're the
all right,
champions.
Now that's just a tease at you, because what's going to happen this weekend at, what is it, Pacific? 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock East. I don't know what it is in Australia. Soul Food Radio. Seriously, Zoe and I, you guys seem to enjoy Thursday night so much that we're going to be dealing with God's Word in a black and white format, and it is food. Real food for your soul, not the fake stuff. God bless. Thanks for being with me. We'll give you the information on the website. I'll be back in a few minutes.